Hey,
Hi, how are you doing?
I can't stop smiling.
My name is Big Reed. It's nice to finally have a chance to meet you.
I know it's so wonderful to meet you. I just want to start by saying I have been listening to this radio station since I can remember, and it was quite a big moment when we heard the song on the radio, and hearing that you knew who I was such an honor, and so I'm very, very grateful to be here right now. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. For those of you guys that don't know, that's Audrey Mika. Obviously, super incredible, talented artist from here at home in the Bay Area. I think it was like a, I was saying on the radio, I just played her single, Excuses, not too long ago. I said on the radio, it was probably like a year and a half ago. I was just, going through Spotify and I saw. I think it's why you got to be like that. Why you got to, okay. I saw it and I saw like the 19th Street BART station and saw you on the phone. I was like, wait, this is somebody from the Bay. I stopped immediately, listened to the song, and you're incredible.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so proud that I'm from the Bay, and everybody who's from the Bay is very proud. So I love that I was able to represent the BART station, because that is like the most iconic Bay Area part, and everybody knows it, and everybody knows that it's BART. So I'm glad that that's what you picked up from that video. I just wanted to feel super authentic and being able to represent where I come from.
Absolutely. So you have a new single. We just played the Excuses.
Thank
Talk
you.
about like the process of putting that together, who you worked with, and
Yeah.
working in the middle of a pandemic at the same time too.
I know it was actually like so perfect how everything came about. Everything was so natural. I actually write with my manager slash best friend, and I wrote with another very talented girl writer, and then her name's Alex Beltry, and Nick Lee and Mason Sachs are the producers and guitarist, and they were just like incredible and so easy to work with, and everything was just like it was just a vibe, and I was just feeding off of everybody's energy, and then it just was like flowing out of me, and everybody was feeling it in the room, and I was just like going crazy, and it was fire. It was just like, it was. I loved how it came together. And then I had a weird concept for the video. And then I was like, let's just do it. And then found a really, really dope director to do it for us. And he really brought it to life as well. So everything was so natural. And that like makes me so happy that, during quarantine, the energy is still there. People still want to create, and like, being a part of that is so special to me, and I'm very lucky that I get to do that.
Is it your music that has that helps you get through everything that's going on? Because we've had like a crazy 12 months, you know what I mean? So is that one of the main things that help you, or do you have other things that you do as well?
Oh yeah, I don't do anything else. I am only doing music. I don't want to do anything else. I literally only do music to stay normal and sing. And like during quarantine especially, like like to be honest, in the beginning I was definitely like feeling really uninspired and faded, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. And but then I was like, you know what, it's time. Let's get back in the studio, let's experiment, do shit that we've never done before. And then we were just like, hey, this is like kind of fire. And then we're like, let's put it out.
That's
And
what's up.
yeah, so that's kind of where we've been at. And so we were just in the Bay for like 3 weeks, and just came home for 2 days, and then we came back up to be listening to the song on the radio. So it was a very big moment for us, big full circle moment. So very, very happy.
Describe that moment, because like me, because I've listened to the radio in the Bay Area my whole life, and I get to work with people like St. John, like that I listen to
Insane.
growing up, and it blows my mind for you to be sitting in the car listening however you were listening. Like, describe that moment for you.
I'm like not even, I haven't even processed that moment yet. I'm like still shaking a little bit, but like the initial emotion was definitely just like overwhelmness, crying.
Oh, and, man.
And I don't know, man. It was just like, it was, I was just thinking to myself, how did I get here? And like, I just started in my bedroom and listening to 99.7 growing up and hearing my voice and you like introducing me the way that you did was like, wow, I was not expecting that. I was not ready for that. And I like, I can't even describe how I'm feeling right now besides feeling extremely anxious in the best way possible and grateful in every way. And I'll get back to you on that.
How I'm for sure. No, the thing is, like, I'm a fan too. Like, I enjoy your music. I like your covers. And I've talked about your music at the station last year. Like, it's not a new thing. Like, I love Just Friends. I love all the songs. You haven't put out a bad song, so everything has been super fire to me. So I'm a fan. You're always going to have support at 99.7 no matter what.
Wow. That, you don't know how happy that makes me. I, like, everything about what I do is family-oriented, and I feel so grateful to be welcomed into that. And, like, Bay Area will always be my home, and absolutely, I always love coming home. I love the vibes here, like, even, like, literally in the air. There's something in the air. Every time I'm here, I'm like, wow, I can breathe. Like,
right?
It hits different, and I love it. So I'm just really over the moon right now.
Well, I look forward to meeting you in person when all this COVID stuff is over and everything and all that. But I'm really happy for you and your single Excuses. Are you getting ready to, at some point in 2021, put out a project, or you just want to focus on this for right now?
I always want to be putting out something. I'm having second thoughts about an album, but like in a good way, like maybe putting one out, but I don't know yet. But that's definitely like in the works. We're thinking about it. We're definitely, sorry, my phone's about to die. Okay. Definitely working towards an album for sure. But like, I would love to be able to tour the album and travel and meet everybody and just like be able to see people's faces again in real life. And so I think that like we're kind of, you know, what's the word, like feeling the waters and like testing the water kind of out what we want to do. But for now, you know, we're just writing lots of music.
Last question, have you done many like radio interviews before?
I think this is my first one, actually. I've never done
it. Wow.
I'm very nervous.
That's awesome. I mean, that's good. That's awesome. I'm the most friendliest person ever. So this is like, well, yeah. I try to be at least. I don't look that friendly. But, you know, I try to be as friendly as possible. And this is awesome. That's what's up. I'm happy to be able to share this moment with you. Because like I said, I've been listening to your music for a while.
Thank you. I can't even tell you, like, wow. When you said that, I was like, are you serious? I don't know what's happening right now.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. I'm going to let you get back to enjoying your night. Thank you for talking with me, and I look forward to meeting you in the future, all right?
Yes, me too. Thank you for everything.
All right. Peace out, Audrey. Thank you.
Bye. Have a great night.